Что называем Багимора? На грейце судьи Маген Памела. Хойсо гвойо ме эсри мамо. Хойсо гвойо ме эсри мамо. Убоно бо и цтабо кенегедойсено им цой. על פני כולו, פסוק יש גבוהו למעלה מ-20 אמו, ובוא נבוא יצטה בו כנגד דפן האמצוי על פני כולו. ויש בו איך של סוג הקשיו. פסוק יש קושר. תורה של פשט קשירו, אז איזה רן זה פשט עם רשי, ועושה זה חידוש, עבד את תוך קשירו, ולא אין תבן וביטלוי, אופו וביטלוי, הצטבו אז בחבד אם הבאת איזה שיעור 20 אמו ועושה איתך קשירו זאת ברם רשי את שווה אותה כבוד איזה קשירו אז רשי אופתה איש קשירו זה פשט אם קשירו איז אז זה גם צסוק איז כושר נשנו עבדי הצטבו זה גם צסוק איז כושר מדין פסל בל מגן את רשי ואומר זה פשט אבל זאת ברם רשי את שווה ועושה איתך ורטר קשירו בחבד הקשירו אז לא חידוש אם זה חתים צה מי זיין בחידוש איז that not only on the stable is kosher and אפילו באוזר פרט הקושר even באוזר פרט הקשיר אז איזה דרם רשי לן if we חוי לכאן רשי בראש רבני ישעיה דרם דרית אבל if we חוי לכאן רשי so what is the חידוש זאת אומרת הראשונים, the חידוש of קשיר הולבי סל כדאי תוך בו מקר גזירה Don't sit on the itstabo. Also, you will come to eat in the other part of the sukkah. Komash malon, as we mach nishkin gzeire. So, if you're actually the chilus ksheiro is taki, the chilus from psal, as nishno the itstabo is kosher, the ganze sukkah is kosher. That's the good of the chilus from the sukkah. So, if you're actually, if you're saying the chilus is as we mach nishkin gzeire. So, the gemara weiter, minatzad. If you're actually the itstabo, the koisa, the lenam is psulo, because you don't have tweet fan, Hochis mal ba'amo is k'sheira. Maiko mashon de amrin en doifen akumo foi bigmore tanime. Bai shem nifchas v'sichach al gabo im yesh min ha'koyis al ha'sichu da ad ames psulo hochis mikon k'sheira. So we know the aloch ev doifen akumo. So what is the chidush in der doifen akumo from itztabo? Vak bigmore emau de seime hosu mu de chazi ala doifen. Aval hoche de le chazi ala doifen eim eloi ko mashmalo. Then the Gemara will have to knock them down and pshat, what is the Avonah of them? Stated in the Gemara, it's given us on Kedai Toch, that you only could say Deifen Akumo when the Deifen is a good Deifen. The Mekoimo is a good Deifen. Grade is Schach Posu. But it's a Deifen. It's not in the right place. It's a Schach Posu in between. But in the Hoda of Deifen. Zogmer, Deifen Akumo. So we could say Deifen Akumo. Aber in a place that the Deifen mitzad atma is not a good Deifen Bezunder if it's a psul in the Deifen We'll see later Even if it's not a psul in the Deifen Aber for sure the suke be mekoyma is nishkin guta suke The ritmus as the lotion Even if the schach would be the Deifen The azad Deifen is nish guta suke So if we have a problem in this Deifen We have to kasher the ganze matzah Actually an azad Deifen Mezad nishkin Deifen akumet When the Deifen is already ready, it's a good Deifen, just it's not in the right place, Zogman Deifen Akuma. Although well, Zogman Mezog Deifen Akuma when it's Leichaz Yile Deifen. Kamash Malon, as Mezog Deifen Akuma, as soon as it's Leichaz Yile Deifen. Zog the Gemara weiter. Hoysa Gvoya Michof Amo Vebono Bo Yitztabo Ba Emtsersio. אם יש מספס יצטבו ולדויפן ארבעה מסלחון רוח ורוח שולש רוחת חל ארבע רוח ורוח פסולו פוחס מארבעה מס קשירו וגמור מי קומש לו דאמרי לדויפן עקומו היי נוח ואני לא יודע חידוש של דויפן עקומו זאת מגמור מה הוא דסיים דויפן עקומו מרוח אחס אמרינה אבל כל רוח ורוח לא אין קומש לו I would think maybe you say דויפן עקומו only for one רוח אבל from three רוח אז איבי שליש את אפילו טפח For one ruach, you could say it's Deifen Akuma. We all know found in Tzuka in the Shlishis, one of the Tfanis, Kule. Oh, but in all the Tfanis? Kamash Malam, that you could say even in all the Tfanis. Frag the Ritmo de Maharam, Pshat. Vaishen Nifchas is also in Alba Ruches. so what do you tell me? Yeah. Hello, Daisha Nifras is Chazi Le Doifen. Here it's Le Chazi Le Doifen. But Le Chazi Le Doifen, I mean, he learns from the middle case. So I have the first case that tells me Doifen Akuma and Le Chazi Le Doifen. I have another Chidush that every Doifen Akuma works from four sides. So I put one and one. I know Doifen Akuma doesn't have to be Le Chazi Le Doifen. And I know that Doifen Akuma doesn't have to be b'chazir l'doifen. And I know that b'chazir l'akuma could be from four ruches. Why I need another chetimsa to tell me that b'chazir l'doifen me'arba ruches is k'machin b'chazir l'akuma. I can figure it out myself. I know b'chazir l'akuma works b'chazir l'doifen. I know that the halacha l'beish m'sirei for b'chazir l'akuma was normal. Even if I have to put all the three walls together, I could say b'chazir l'akuma. So I put it together. So the main thing, even if I have to say b'chazir l'doifen from four sides, b'chazir l'akuma, I can say b'chazir l'akuma.
What?
I have a chiddush b'lechazir l'doifen, and I know. I know from four sides. What is the chiddush in this Beit HaNakuma? What is the chiddush in this Beit HaNakuma? L'chazir l'doifen, I know. But I know l'chazir l'doifen. And I know from Baishan Nifchaz that I could make it from four sides. And that's like the Ritva and the Ma'arav. Zog the Ritva and the Ma'arav. Mikol Mekoyim, I will think on the Chiddush that the Lechazi L'Doifen, I don't say it from four sides. And this needs Pshat. I know Doifen Akuma, but I would not know the Lechazi L'Doifen that I say Doifen Akuma from four sides. This Mamish needs Pshat. Mechat Eifet. What is the Avodah in that? Mechateis, I know Beit HaNakum, and I know Lechazi. So I'll get titles of the Ritma in the Ma'aram, that, no, but we call it in Belechazi Lebeit and Ma'ar Baruchas. So we have to be Mevayret. We see here, Lecha'ure, that Lechazi Lebeit and is under so Beit HaNakum. Not Stam, I would think Beit HaNakum only works like this, it works like that. So ein Parsha von Beit HaNakum, so a zweite Parsha von Beit HaNakum. Und muss man haben a Chidush, a pulu in a zweite Parsha von Beit HaNakum, as am Rinnan Mikol Ruach Beruach. Aber das nehmen ein gutes Züge, so kommen zum Ezar, sage der Avon in der Territ of the Ritmo in der Ma'aram, why you need a Chirsch, that even the Chai Gavne, we say Beit HaNakum. Lama zeh in der Rashi. Das ist Pshat Rashi, das ist Mutteres. Beit HaNait, ein Zoi, Stam Sukko, das Sholish Tfamis Kimas Nisi, והרבי סיכולו פסח והרבי סיכולו פסח בא להדיקדוק בא להדיקדוק המדקדק דסרשי חמאס מי שסיים את הדיקדוק אבל הזה זה בא להדיקדוק המדקדק דסרשי רשי סז סתם סוכה ושולש פנוס כמסניסים והרבי סיכולו פסח ובוף רשי נבזוג והרבי סיכולו פסח אית פנוס והרבי סערבי Zogin bala adiktuk, as steht in Rashi, that the Revi needs to be a Pesach. The Esther is a din to do four mechitzes. Even though we know we have to do three. Three you do, and one is a Pesach. The Nafkeminis in this chat, the Bala is not Nafkeminis. The Sukkah says three rules. Although it's a Pesach, a Loche or Revi is Pesach. If you learn Yudalad Amud Beis, the last Rashi in Yudalad Amud Beis, you also could see this Dikduk in Rashi. Yudalad Amud Beis. Shmari Rashi, the last Rashi in Yudalad Amud Beis, Eichet, Enkan Beifen, Elo Pesach. Elo Pesach. Enkan Beifen, Barabi, Enkan Beifen, Elo Pesach. Efshal Mishkan Pesach. La Pesach. The Maise, Sido, Rashi, Ota Sefer, Sefer Apardes, Miyuchas to Rashi. And Simon Kuspe Ches, Loshen Rashi and Sefer Apardes is, Shetiye Merubas, Viyase Lo Tzuras HaPesach. Simon Kuspe Ches. The Bible is known as Kimino, the Sukkah says the same Sukkah. And the Hemshech Masech to Sukkah, we will have to use these Rashis, to Apol Sukkahs, that Rashi said that it's Va'arevi Yiskul HaPesach. Va'arevi Yiskul HaPesach. לא מזה רשי וייט על פני כולו שמגיעים בעזרוי שהצטבו לבית פעמס הצדודים והצטבו בין הנבונים וטיט אם יש בו בישה בשיר איך שעסוק את קטן או שיבה תפוחים ומשהו דהיינו רוישי ורובוי ושולחון שיבה תפוחים ומשהו דהיינו רוישי ורובוי ושולחון פרק דמרשו why Rashi has to say שיר סוק את קטן או שיבה תפוחים ומשהו Rashi says it twice and of Dalet Amud Aleph שיבה תפוחים ומשהו and of Dalet Amud Beis and if I'm asking Amud Govoya Rashi says again, we're speaking of Sukkah Shilam Alam Esrim Amo, and there's a Amud Govoya, so Rashi has said, Tfochim v'rochov, Shiva v'mashu. And Shiva v'mashu. So twice, by us in the Amud Beis, Rashi says Shiva v'mashu. In Gantz Masech Te Sukkah, Rashi doesn't say Shiva v'mashu. Gimel Amud Aleph. Yoham Asril v'Rab Yude, B'Shiva Tfochim, so Rashi. And of Zayim, Shiva Sukkah, Zayim Tfochim. You say that Rashi says. And Tzayin Amud Beis, it's a Gemara already in Tzayin Amud Beis. Meshach Shiur Meshach Sukkah Ketana, the last line in Tzayin Amud Beis in the Gemara, Shiva, the Gemara doesn't say Shiva v'mashu. Rashi can say that in Yudzayin Amud Aleph, Rashi says Shiur Sukkah Zayin. And again in that you test, can say that Rashi says, Rashi in Yutesu Mudalef is an offener Rashi in the bigger line. So the Inan Hechsher Sukkah Shehi Shiva Tfochim. I don't want to get there last after, but Rashi in Yutesu Mudalef will be Inan Hechsher Sukkah Shehi Shiva Tfochim. So Rashi Alamo Zog Shiva Tfochim. Puntlach in der zwei Mal Rashi Zog Shiva Vimashu. The Marsha bleibt schwer. Zog the Pnei Yeshua that Rashi learned while the Sugya gave me Diras Arai Diras Kva and we have a Psul in the Tfanes. Let's see later what it means Psul in the Tfanes about the Tfanes Alemala Me'esrim Amo. So why we kasher the Sugya? L'chua, the building of the Sugya is a Binyan Kva. So if in Akumo we say that it's kosher, but Ke'ilo we put the Tfanes near the Itztabo. If we have to put the Tfanes near the Itztabo, so we have to take a little piece of the Itztabo to put the Tfanes on that little piece. The man we need a mocking for the tfanis and the itztabo. What? The man, if you have only seven, you can't say I see the walls and the itztabo. If the walls are in the and the itztabo, the man to the side. So the pas. What? I explained. If I will put it near it, I'll explain. Shomokher asked why I can't put the walls near the itztabo. The Torah says, if the sukkah is only seven tfochim, and I don't want to take off from the shir sukkah for the tfanis, so I'm looking for a place for the walls, and I couldn't find a place. So I went to the side, and I put them outside in the side. So it means that this sukkah needs the halal over esrim for the place of the tfanis. This sukkah doesn't have place for tfanis. The only way to make tfanis in this sukkah is to make a binyan kva around the sukkah, and to have a kosher sukkah. This sukkah doesn't have a mokum for tfanis on top, because if you take the tfanis on top, he's too small. So he needs. You can't say it's roi lediras arai. When you can say it's roi lediras arai, I couldn't put the tfanis there. I put them there. We look at them ki'ilu. I put them here. You don't have to really ki'ilu put them there. But it's roi lediras arai. This is not roi lediras arai. Because if I would put the walls in the sukkah, I don't have an actual sukkah. The only way to kasha this itztabo is to build in the size of binyan kva. This is the bottom. And if I build a binyan kva, be the bottom, then also chod a kosher a sukkah. That's a sukkah diras kva.
The
bats
and
dines
because the walls are
also. Yeah, Alamo is a thing. We asked him why Rashi. We wanted to know why Rashi here had to say it and Rashi Alamo didn't have to say it. The thing is, Rashi wants to mafgish to you that the itztabo is exactly seven, it's possible. Because I need place for walls. So what I say, I put the wall here, belumbus, I'll put the wall there, I'll miss the shir. I'm about
what?
Well, doesn't make a difference. On base in Akuma. Here's the cat. I have the walls on the side. No, how I want to kasher them. This sukkah doesn't have place for walls. So I need to use the space on the sides for the wall. On base in Akuma. So the male is not even a kumar. It's roim. It's roi ledinas arai. It's roi ledinas arai. It's not a partial of David Akuma. It's roi ledinas arai. What? It's a mai de halal, but you have to have roi ledinas arai. Why the Marsha didn't ask on the Mudbeis? The Mudbeis is the under Sugya. This is the Sugya from Good Asik. You have a Amud, and you want to make Good Asik from the Amud. So we have also have to see why. So you have to pull out wool from the size of the Amud. Remember, you can, if it's only 7, you can also pull out Good Asik wool from the size of the Amud and have 7 inside the Sukkah. The Amud is exactly 7. You want to make Good Asik from the size of the Amud. So, I mean, there's no size. The edge of the Amud is the place I'm taking out the Good Asik. So I'm missing Ephes in the Sheva. But here, the Maharsha understands this. But yeah, I have 7 and the wool's on the side. So let me assure, but the wool's on the side, if they need the side, so you can't call it Roi Le'arai. Only if it's Nemaya de Halal and it's Roi Le'mechitzus Arai, so even that it's Kvabe Metzias, that it's going till the bottom, it doesn't make a chisol. Well, Mazda made a shtickle weiter, I mean, let me get weiter in Rashi. Zogt Rashi Ksheiro, Kol HaSukah Sheyesh Lo Gimel Tfanes. והי איך שסוכה אפילו מן ההצטבו והלו ומנים אל חלולו מרוי שההצטבו ולמעלו ונמצא דויפן היצו היא כולו כושר אלא מול רשי רטב בצפנס וצפנס הצדודים ברוי חווה הצטבו הוכשרו ועוד חלק תאגן יש כן הוכשרו אבל בין צפנס הוא הוכשרו אגן את משמע מרטב בצפנס לגן צפנס הרי כאן סוכו קטן או קשירו ואמרים אלה כמון פסל היית מן הסוכה מידים כסוכה ומפרשים אלה אם יש כך של סוכה ביחד ועוד יש בסוכה משום ועלו פסל היי נוסחך האוסו יפסל את גורם ויקף שזהו דלקו לאוסס ויית מהך של סוכו שאין לו יהך של תפנס ראש מגזר הסידור הגמור אם אין את זה לא יהך של תפנס סידור פסל שאין לו יהך של תפנס מידים כסוכה הרקח כל הסוכה כמו שיגדול לקשירו So Rashi, the ganze Sukkah is kosher within Psal, not only over the Itztabo. The Rishonim, Kumer El Choyrek of Rashi. The Ran, the Ritvo, and the Rosh Bin Zan Rabbeinu Yishaye, and El Choyrek of Rashi. And they learn, Mekem Yizog in Psal, and Lemalo Me'esrim. You only can say Psal, in a normal Sukkah Ksheirot, that is missing Tfanet. Aber in Lemalo Me'esri, mi ken is dog in Psal. And the man of the said, a hander at Shadda in the Sukh. So lam is on a minute the Rosh, vi the Rosh, frek the Kashas of Rashi. The Rosh be'etzem asks two Kashas, two main Kashas of Rashi. Well, the Ktzor, we get a right, we have to spread on earth, we get no Hamol. Zog the Rosh hazeh. And Simon Gimel. The Hiksha Rav Rebbe Shaye, do amrin ele kamon Psal ha-yoytze min ha-sukem didon ke-sukem, היינו היכה דאיס להכשר בצפנס אלו דלוי מוכח מלסי כולי היי לא בודי משום מוכן נראים כסוכה קודם כל נסע לזוק אז מנשגוי לזה שהוא שור אבל לא חדו מן היצטבו ולהלו גבוה יויסו מחוף עמו מלכי תאיס לא הכשר אילו סוכה מסוכחת חצי בשכח כושר וחצי בשכח פוסול אף על פי שיש בו שור הכשר בשכח הכושר היש את הרס חך פוסול מיוצא די חבוסו it's often in all the sugars from יודלת is the end of the period that if it's a mix of schach posel in the sugar you can't sit under the schach posel I say psal Tfanus is inside the sukkah, the Teres is Psal of a schach posel, we can is on Hochema miyoche, the kolemalo michot schach posel, the kishpunim shel baizel domi Dini can zog in Psal, so this is the first kasha The first kasha is the kolemalo michot schach posel The first kasha is Tochmamish azei vishpunim shel baizel If the malo mehez is vishpunim shel baizel And vishpunim shel baizel, we can is on Psal Because it's mamish schach posel, we can is on Psal ופיר שוד אינו קשירו אלא להצטב אז זה הרשת קש ואוי זה צבאי תקש דומי לפסל ועושה מדויפן הקוצר נמשך כנגד האוירח כדי אמרים לשתיים כי הלחוסו ושליש זה אפילו טפח בגמור הזוק זה דפיו טס like this it's משמע in Rashi dear that we speak in the case of Psal a person has a good sukkah and then he has one dויפן goes out and connected all of that dויפן we say Psal And it's much when the Gemara did the Pshat is, or we say Psal, it's Ke'en de'aloch, if Shtayim ki'il chosar, v'shlish tafil u'tefach. So we have like a, ches, and then one side of it is mamshich very long, and we machshu all the rest, because we say, as if shlish tafil u'tefach, so the other leg of the ches, ki'il is mamshich biznesos. Ki'il is mamshich biznesos. אבל הורי איך האשכון שיהיה נמשך ונאי מחפירי כמנדמל ידומי נזמרה מזוהה פספשת ונאי מחפירי כמנדמל ידומי. אז אני פרק רבינו ישי רבינו ישי נסחוי לכפרש זאת בראש ונראה לי לקיים פירוש רשי דהוד האמרינה לכמון גבי פסל היועצה מן הסוכה נידן כסוכה ומאשרך הדייפן בעדי מדיקור לפסל היועצה מן הסוכה זאת אומרת, נשניש לפשט דיר דתק and we say כאילו דהדייפן אז נמשך. If this is the פשט, why you have to come to פסל? ממש, you have three כפלס, you have a חס and what is ממשיך? שתיים כרחוס, אז נשתה אפילו פפה על כוח אושר שתי התפלס לישייכי להיועצה לישייכי לה, הרי יש בבית מחיצה שלנו ואחס קצור כדין בכלל סוכה אלא כדי פרישס לכמון ואחר שאוסו מחיצת השליש יסרוקו בערך הסוכה אף על פי שילודי לו וזה אינטפוך עם גולי בדייטו מה שאיני בין המחיצס איני בכלל סוכה עושה. When a person makes one long and one short he doesn't mean that זה אינדו שליש יש אפילו טפח ומילא ואילה פסל היצא למחיצה אחס אפילו הוכי נירים כסוכה. So we say פסל even if it's not מחיצס ואויס והמנדאו מערב מקצת חמוס אמור עם צילוסו ודרוי בצילוסו וסי פסל איבן אז לא ממשך דפן בעדי. This what he answers on the second question ומה שהיק שם מסוכה שחס ושכח פוסול לידומי ושכח למעלה מחוף לא מקרה שכח פוסול כדי פירש רבינו תם כיוון דמין כושר הוא ואין נפסל אלו מחמס גויבו הלכך כיוון מקצת שקשרו אידוך נירים כפסל היועצה מן הסוכה. So let me zent amelach. The Rosh asked the Kasha and Rashi, Vimik is zogged of Psal. The first Kasha is given, Tachadei Bishpurim Shel Barzel, you don't say Psal. Second Kasha is given, when you learn the Sugya and you test, it's mashma that we're talking that one Dayfen is Mamshich, and we say Keilu the other Dayfen is Mamshich. These are the two Kashas of the Rosh. And the Rosh answered, let me gain duch the terms of the Rosh. And the first Kasha entered the Rosh, Sukha Lemale Meesri, Mitznad Eschach Posu. כי לפיר של רבנו תם אתם למעלה מעשרים אז לא נשכח פוסו וזה זאת מראש שכח למעלה מעשרים אז נשכן שכח פוסו רגע נעל האחרונים הוא אומר לי מעריך הפורם הפורמול דת שיטה סרשי דת שכח למעלה מעשרים אין לו שכח פוסו רשי עם דפסה מודבייס חלה עשו כדי סגן זה הרחוב הוא מייסד דלעת הפור שיעורים תשיט אסרשי דצחך למעלה מחוף עמו זמנה ששחך פוסו and you can't sit under the דצחך and now we don't if you have a שחך למעלה מעשרים and under that you make a nose of sukkah it's פוסו because it's considered you're sitting under a שחך פוסו למעלה מעשרים זה היית שפורים של ברזל איבא למעלה מעשרים זה היית שפורים של ברזל and maybe you can't sit there and למעלה מעשרים it's like a שפורים של ברזל and maybe you can't sit there so what's end of the rush you know why you could make פסל למעלה מעשרים לפי רשי is נשכן מאמש השכח פוסו רשי learns it is a שכח פוסו look the stipler is the first says but look the stipler that Rashi learns it's not mamish as they vishach posu it's in between and the Chanami Rashi learns not like Rabbeinu Tam that if a person has a schach lemalo me'esri and you make a sukkah under it it's like b'tei chabayis it's not mitzaref and it's b'tei chabayis lefi Rashi you cannot be mitzaref it and it's like b'tei chabayis it's a tegnish aber it's cholok b'yosef d'oif un schach posu look the stipler as they in Simon Gimel שכח פוסול is פוסול בעצם it's מופקה פון שכח למעלה מ-20 אמו is נשכן כושר לשכח אבל זה נשכן פוסול לשכח so if it's on top of you שכח it disturbs you because you're like under the bias you're under a שכח that doesn't have דיני שכח רבי תם לא זה למעלה מ-20 not doesn't even disturb למעלה מ-20 למעלה מ-20 is כושר בכלל doesn't disturb אז אין להם רבי תם Rashi learns no. Lemalo me'esrim it's not a kosher eschach, and if you have this schach over your schach, it passes your sukkah. But it's not mamish posul be'esrim. It's made from the same material, and if it will be lower, it will be kosher. It's not mamish posul mitzad atzmai. So it passes the sukkah under it. But legabi da'aloches from psal, kemen lo zogin da'aloches from psal. This is one hezber, that's the light hezber, I did a cycle again. Not with Mazda the Stickle Moore. After the Tzveite Kasha, Frank the Rosh, and after you test us before, that you only say Psal if you have Dave and Mamshich. If you don't have Dave and Mamshich, you don't say Psal. If you don't have a Dave and Mamshich, you don't say Psal. As there is Mavur in Rashi, and after you test. So, without this, it is Mish Poshe that this is Shitas Rashi. Some Achreinim hold that Shitas Rashi is that you don't have to have Dayfen and Nimshach. As they state in Rashi that you Dalad Amud Beis, the last Rashi in Yudalad Amud Beis, Rashi is giving a case of Psal when there's no Dayfen and Nimshach. The Sukkah, you have a piece of Chach sticking out, and Rashi calls it Psal. A lot of Achreinim learn that Shitas Rashi that you don't have to have Dayfen and Nimshach for Psal. I Rashi that you test. Now you test. But that Rashi that you died on the base is mevuer. As in Ishtok have been Dayfen Nimshach. If it's not the Dayfen Nimshach, so the Kasha of the Rosh is not Shvel. But Tashtis, we have a Rashi that you test. That Rashi that you test is Kimad mevuer lehedye, that you only say Psal because you have Dayfen and Nimshach, and we made it the other one is Ki'ilu Shlish is Afilu Tefach. Look this title out. Avada Rashi learns that the Yesod of Psal, you don't have to say Dafka when you have Shlishis Afilu Tefach. But the Pshat in Rashi is Azeh. This is like the title of Siman Gimel. Rashi learns when a person has a Sukkah like a Ches. This is a normal case. And one of the Tzvanis is Nimshach very much. And the Gemara says, why you say Psal? Shlishis Afilu Tefach, but Rashi, in the little world, we look at it, Ki'ilu it's Nimshach. Look this title, the Pshat in Rashi is as it. Avada, like the Rosh brings by us, that when a person makes one long wall and one short, it's goli adaite, that he doesn't mean to make Hechshor Sukkah only in the small Sukkah, not in the whole big Sukkah. And the matter, it doesn't work with such Shlishis Afilu Tefach. When it works Shlishis Afilu Tefach, when his taika does Punk Keshir, but when he doesn't do Punk Keshir, he makes one of them longer. So we see Goli Adaite that the Sukkah is not Mamshik. So why Taka is kosher midin Psal? The Yesod of Psal, Dr. Zay. When I have a kosher of Sukkah and I have a Hemshech near that, we look on the other Chalek, Ki'ilu it's Tofel to the main Sukkah, and the Tzanes are Mamshik and cover the Chalek that is Tofel. Ke'ein and Shlishis Afilu Tefach is Exeris HaKosuv. Then we look at the Shlishis Ki'ilu His Nimshach Zot Ksal, when you have a main Sukkah that is kosher and near it you have a place that is missing the Mechitzes, as they be Shlishis Afilu Tefach. You could look at it Ki'ilu It's Nimshach. You could look at the Mokim HaPsal Ki'ilu It's Nimshach. This is the Chirish of Psal. You can look at the Psal Ki'ilu It's Nimshach. Ki'ilu the Mokim HaPsal is Nimshach. This is the chidush for the parsha from Psal. But Rashi doesn't mean that it's working within Shlishis Afilu Tefach. Rashi is only bringing the idea that we learn that what is the gedder? The gedder is, if I have two tzvanis and I have a place outside the sukkah, that's the Psal, I mamshich to that place. That's the title, that's the Psal, the Zelda Zachda and Itztabo. If I have a kosher of sukkah, and the Itztabo, and the other place is missing a shield, we will look at the Itztabo, Ki'ilu the Itztabo is Nimshach. Here we will pull the floor. There we pull the walls. Here will be Mamshich the Itztabo. And the Rosh already is a remes to that. When the Rosh asked the Kasha, he said, Bishnei Mehosom, I could pull the wall. Avaloche, Neime Nimshach, the Neime Chafire, Kemangamali Adamye. Or as they said, Lemai said Meiri. The Meiri is a Pshat Lefirashi, Ve Ki'ilu a Itztabo Nimshachet. But the type of Lefidem Achidush, that Lefirashi, that you could eat in the rest of the Sukkah, if you sit in the rest, you have to sit on a high chair. Because if you sit low, you're eating under the Itztabo. You're outside the Sukkah. But the type of Lefidem Pshat, that the Itztabo is Nimshach, if you want to eat in the rest of the Sukkah, you have to take a high chair. Because if you sit on the floor, the Itztabo goes over your head and you're eating inside the floor. No one of the place can bring it down. The ulai, it's only a ki'ilu, and it's not mamish. The ulai, as they be choyre asuke. The very matters that we call the thing we can eat, like the stifler. I was on the stifler, but I want to be madgish my pshat. that we look that the Rishani was mashma that the ghetto from Sal is we make nimshach. There's a reason in the back of the wall you can't make Sal because you don't have what to pull. But when you have a wall that you could pull it, or the Ra'itzta that you could pull it, the Rashi you make nimshach. But at this, even though this is the leichter weg, and I'm all around the sugya, it's the leichter weg. Now again, we have two kashas on Rashi. It's like metal, and the chetese is also in psal. And metal is the type of that man is like metal, it's in between. When I'm psal, we said, other than the star, that shit is Rashi. Rashi, if you die, that you live, there's no being bichlal to have psal and psal, that you tested that mevayr then. It's a big other, even if yes, the gather is not in such nishna for the tefach, that you could make nimshach. If you have an iker suke, and a tussle diker suke, we mamshir the tfalas, we mamshir the zachen to be machshir. And the same zach, we could machshir, we mamshir the yitztabo. And we call back in this is Beiri Madocha. This is more mistabo to zogin, as the Rosh main to zogin. A Beiri Dem is in Birkas, Yankes Be'ar Chove, but that's the, that zogin psha. The gather from psal, it's not the pshat, stam. Some people learn, I heard some people learn psal. What is psal? I have a main suke, and I have a little corner in the end. You know, I give it, as maybe choyre a suke. This is the main suke. It's tussle to the ikka. It gets the alochus of the ikka. Chach b'sholem to learn like that. Because if you learn like that, so why is chach tussle I can't say psal? This is the main suke. It's tussle. Prison has a reshus ayochi, has a little hole. So it's tough to do Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah. I have to have to Zayin Abba. I'm always a little corner Rosh Hashanah, but also gets a dinner Rosh Hashanah. So I'm the Lord, this is the Pshat in Psal. I have a main suke, Psal. Tough to the main suke. We can't just learn another. Because if you learn like that, that it's tough to the main suke, so even it's half possible. Say it's half possible, it's tough to the main suke. Say it's half possible, it's tough to the main suke. What the pshat is as it. The ghetto from psal is you have suke. Suke has zachen that are machshir the suke. Mechitzes, mechitzes asoro, mechitzes shiva, chalal asoro, poches meesrim. These are the shiurim of hilchoy suke. When one place has the hechshel suke and the other place is also a part of the suke, even if it doesn't have the hechsher, we say the dinei hechsher and the shiurei hechsher from the main suke gives the shiurei hechsher to the other part of the suke. This is the din psal. Psal, I write in a suke, need in ke suke. And lo mazgud of good. A suke needs psal is 7 and 7. So any area in the suke needs psal is 7 and 7. No one sits in 7 and 7. The pshat is, to make a sukkah, you need psalm 7 and 7. Right? You sit in a place that is called sukkah. How is called a sukkah? I have a 7 and 7 around me. But now the pshat, every corner has a 7 and 7 mitzvah atzmai. If it's 7 and 7, I'm sitting in a sukkah. A sukkah needs 7 and 7 to get the name of the sukkah. The psalm, even if you don't have the 7 and 7, but you're part of the main sukkah, and the main sukkah has 7 and 7, for you it's also good to you have 7 and 7. You get the din hechsher from the main suke. The seder. I have yutfachim. Even if you don't have yutfachim, so I'm achleikis. You can get the hechsher. I'm Thomas Meisim Amo. I have a shem diras aray. You also can get the shem diras aray. If you tzrach posul, I can't give you a name. You're not tzrach. You're not a suke. But if you lemalu meesrim, even if Rashi lives in lemalu meesrim as a psul. Oh, but it's different than Tzrach Pesul. It's a Pesul because it's high. This is not Shana Rosh. It's only Pesul, Machmas Goiva. It's Pesul. The Ethem is Pesul, Machmas Goiva. But if this Pesul, I'm not Goiva. So I'm the Shiyura Asuke, I measure it to the Iker Asuke. That's the Shitas Rashi. We'll have to mark that more. I want first time this, to open the truth of the Shmait. Let me get weiter in Rashi. Minatzat. Aber mir kommen okay, was mir auf nehmen aber ist von Rashi, das steht das Rashi, das der ganze Suke ist kosher mit dem Psal und der Rabbi Ishai und der Rabbi der Ritva kommen kein Rashi, der die only sit on the stab. Komm mir weit, mir sagt, wenn ihr bonne ist stab als mir echo mit deis mehr Absodim, in ihr mir sagt, ist stab oder der Kreis der Schöne sich hier kommen da da mit Psul. Egal, das ist Rashi. Der loy hoch shru bit stab zu er steht fanoi. Oyt es somach le minatzat, חצי, והאמצוי שבראש ההצטבו מגיע לו. תוך איזו עד עמס כשאירו שאף הוא הוכשר על יודו. וקיימל על הלוכה למוישה מסיני, דמכשירים אל סוכה, דהקים אס דויפן. עד ארבעה מס חוסר משהו. ורואים שכח האליון המחובר לדויפן הרוחוי, כאילו מן הדויפן עצמוי. ואוקום עד כנגד שפת היצטבו. וכאן מוידדים אס גויבו, משפת היצטבו ולמעלו. ואף על פי שמתחתו נמשך כלפי חוץ, הוי ורוי שוי נקולה עד כאן או על כל חוכת וגסוס זהו גוי וחלולו והרי נשמע את חלולו מתחתו זאת רשי, what is דויפן עקומו? זאת רשי, the word of דויפן עקומו is we look at the finest, כאילו the curve on the top זאת שיט הפרשי the finest, the schar on the top, כאילו is curving כאילו is a wall that curves over this on top of the istabo and the man it becomes kosher and זאת רשי, why is kosher? Again, Lashonus gate of the Tfanus, maybe we Yashiv. Or the Tlashi, because Al Kochoch, Ad Kan, Goyva Chalol, we measure the Goyva Sukkah from the wall that is over the Istabo. Stam, Oreh, the Shtikel Gishmak. If the way is that you measure the wall on top of the Istabo, so for sure you have to have Sheva V'mashu, because the walls have to come over the Istabo and then you measure them. They can't come till near the Istabo, because then you will measure more than 20. So in the cases from Dovin Akumo, the Tfanus of Rashi are Lemalo Me'esrim. So Rashi, how they kosher? Rashi has the kosher. The walls are Lemalo Me'esrim. How they kosher? So Rashi, they curve and they go over the Yitztaba, and here we measure it. Now, so I have to go over the Rashi. I go over the Yitztaba. So I go over the Yitztaba, and there I measure the height of the Tfanus. If there I measure the height of the Tfanus, so the height of the Tfanus has to pick over the Yitztaba. So I have to have Sheva V'mashu. So if it's next to measure from there, you get over 20. Rashi says, well, I'm coming to Miyashiv, and there's a different test of Yeshua's Rashi. Rashi says that you measure the Tfanus on top of the Yitztabo. Tfas Yitztabo. And you measure from there, the Rashi, and there you measure, you'll see that it's only 20. Fregt Rashi, even at mitachto, later it's more. Fregt Rashi, even at later it's more. Aber Fregt Rashi, here is the place to measure. It's measure from Rashi that it's fine is over the Yitztabo. The Fidem can say, that's in the Pshat, oh, we have to have Sheva V'mashu. And we can make it zurück to that. Mikol Makoy, state in Rashi, that the Shil, Mikol Makoy, state in Rashi, that the Shil, the way that you make Doifan Akuma is, the way that you make Dayton Akuma is, what is the way that you make Dayton Akuma? You take the walls and you curve them over Klapi the Sukkah. That's the Shita of Rashi, as there is Mefurish and Rashi by us. And if it's Nishni Nug Mefurish, and Rashi Yudzayin and Mudalev, the first Rashi in Yudzayin and Mudalev, Rashi is talking on Tzchach Posul, but Rashi Lehedi is Rashi. מכאן אני רואה מרו מפורש עוד האמרים שבשרח פוסל מנצל עמוד איפן הקומו היינו דחשבין אל להשכח הפוסל כאילו מן הדויפן ונקם ונחפף למעלו ובאוויר עולה כלמים הרוחי זאת רשי הוא באוויר עולה כלמים הרוחי רשי is coming to me ישב עוד הראשון עם אס why in דויפן הקומו when it's אוויר you don't say דויפן הקומו אוי ונשכח פוסל So Rashi, because the chetz of Dayfen Akuma is the walls go up, they curve, till they reach the kosher of Tzchach. If it's Avir, the walls can't curve, there's no walls. Only when it's Tzchach Tosul, I could say Dayfen Akuma. That's the Shita of Rashi. The Rishonim, I'm not sure because the Rishonim, I say, had a different Rashi, we'll see later. They didn't have our Rashi. The Ram and the Ritva bring another Pshat in Dayfen Akuma. That the Pshat in Dayfen Akuma is, Nish the pshat that the walls turn over and curve till the kosher, till the yitztaba, till the kosher is chach. Now the ghetto from Dayfen Akuma is we see ke'ilu the walls are standing near the yitztaba. Fregen the Rishonim, aber azay, why an ear you don't say Dayfen Akuma? An ear you don't say Dayfen Akuma. This we know. An ear you don't say Dayfen Akuma. Lefi Rashi, it's pashut why you don't say an ear Dayfen Akuma. Because the chavta of Dayfen Akuma is, I need to use the schar haposu to be a part of my wall. This is the only way it becomes a part of my wall, because it turns over to be a part of my wall. So Lefi Rashi is a pashut of the Rishonim. Aber zog the Rishonim is a different shot, that the ghetto from Dayfen Akuma is, we see the Dayfen ke'ilu is near, these are the main two pshatim. There's another pshat I don't want to go into it. It's the Ritva The Ritva says that it's cursed, but it's cursed from the bottom. The bottom of the wool bends and touches the Yitztaba. As I said, the Ritva. But we're not going with the Shita Saritva. This is Shpeta, maybe Bin Afkimine, Asidu Azar Ritva. I bring this even Rashi, but we don't have this Rashi. So we have two pshotim. Other than pshat, the wool curves on the top till it reaches the Mokim HaKosher on top of the Yitztaba, other than Tzchach Kosher and Daf Yudzayin, and Tzchach Posum and Atzad, it curves till it reaches the Tzchach HaKosher. Other than Gerov and Deifin HaKum is, Rehim, Ki'ilu the Deifin is touching the Yitztaba, Ki'ilu the Deifin moved and it came close inside. And the Rishonim say that it's mashma like the first pshat, because if it's the second pshat, Lechure, Avra Bazok Deran. And Avir, it's easier to move the wall. If there's nothing on top, it's the easiest thing to move a wall. Nothing is smaller, if I can. To move a wall when nothing is stopping it, it's a chasach leichter. But she'enger, if it has to curve, then it's a bit of shver. Zog deran, was it in a femine position, Rashi's pshat or the other's pshat? Zog deran, the hershten of kemine. If you could eat under the deitan akuma, behind it. Look there, we're going on our sugya. Lefi shita srashi, as I look there, I'm not sure as I look there, we'll see later on the Rishonim Anders. Lefi shita srashi, that you're allowed to eat in the whole sukkah, even if it's govor le malo me esrim amo, because it's psal. So what would be, this is in the first case. Although in the second case, that I had to come to Deifin Akumo, I'm allowed to eat under the Deifin Akuma, I'm not allowed to eat under the Deifin Akuma. Zog deran in the Rosh, if you learn the Pshat in Deifin Akuma, that it curves, and as the schach became walls, on the walls you can't eat. You can't eat under a wall. And there's in the Rosh Bayun, the Spira Sarosh, we'll see what Hashem next week. But the Rosh, under the wall you can't eat. Zog deran, under the wall you can't eat. Mashe Enken, if Deifin HaKuma is that you move the wall, then you could eat in the other part of the sukkah. Zog deran. I know, you're outside the wall. Wait, a minute. Zog deran. ולפי שיטה זו, הדובר בורו, שהם איכלים בו השתשיר שבן הדייפן להצטה בו, כיוון שנדון עם שכח שאולוב כאילו הוא דייפן. אבל אם היינו, או אם רים רואים הדייפן כאילו היא נזכרת, היו אפשר לא דון ולהוקל, על פי דרכוי של רשי. אמת, על פי דרכוי של רשי, דה דגנצה סוכס, כושר מדין סף. זה בח דלולגס, פשט, זה בח הנרן. אבל זה מלא פשט. על פי דרכוי של רשי. אז דגנצה סוכס, כושר מדין סף. So even if you move the wool, you can eat on the other side. And the last is going to get even. As I said, Duran, the Hashem of Kemina. And by the way, everyone asks me, Yad and Duran, how I could eat in back of the wool. If the wool moves, I don't have wool. If the wool moves, I don't have wool. So how I could eat? How I could eat in the back of the wool? The Chodesh the wool. So before we start, in Tesis HaRosh state, he brings out the same Rashi, that Rashi learns that the wool moves, not that it curves. Zog unavada, you can't eat, because you're sitting in the back of the wool. So you can't say, Tesis HaRosh state. Tesis HaRosh state can tell you that you can't sit and eat in the back of the wool. As if in Tesis HaRosh. You can't eat in the back of the wool. In the Ram, that the Ram doesn't mean that it's mamish moves. It ki'ilu moves. It ke'ilu moves. I want to explain longer. The pshat is, it's standing far away, and we look at it, ke'ilu is there. It's helping from far, ke'ilu is there. But now that it moved, the mind is outside. We'll see later more hasbar in it. I want first to stall the Tzulas Advarim of the Sugi. Zog de prime godin, ich will zog dir at zweite nach kemine, if you lean pshat that the wall curves, or the wall moves. Zog de prime godin, ich will zog dir at zweite nach kemine. Aber herzlich ein gut, as zah sa shene nach kemine. A person has a sukkah lemalo me esrim amo, even nicht lemalo me esrim amo. He has a sukkah, in the side of the sukkah he has schach gozul. Schach gozul is nicht kosher for sukkah. He has a sukkah, ish gvoy, a normal sukkah, 10 amos, and the side, on every side he has 2 amos of schach gozul. Schach gozul is posul for sukkah. Ritzik David, schach gozul is posul for sukkah. So under the schach posul, he's not coming to sit. Schach posul is posul, schach gozul is posul for sukkah. He can't use it. He wants to sit in the middle, in the kosher part. He could sit in the middle or he can't sit in the middle. The middle side is kosher, the side is possible. So he needs to come to Deifen HaKumah to be machshir his sukkah. He doesn't want to sit. Under the walls he can't sit. But he wants to sit in the middle. He could sit in the middle or not. Then the Prima Gori Mazay. If you learn Pshat in Deifen HaKumah that the walls curve, so the Prima Gori. So the mayor, this chach posul is a part of my wall. It's the sukkah gzul a posul. If the walls are posul, it's also posul. But if you learn that the walls move, they move. This is out. The walls move. The chach posul is outside the picture. Again, if I have to curve it, so I need to use these edges to be my wall. A person makes walls gzul, he can't sit in a sukkah. Gozul is not only possible in the schach, it's possible also in the wall. But if the Beit HaKumah says the wall moves, if the wall moves, so you're right, if I have Avir, it doesn't move. But the Avir has schach possible, it moves. The wall moves in. I'm not using the gozul to be a part of my schach. The gozul is not a part of my schach. It's not a part of my wall. My walls move, this is my sukkah, this is outside. Outside, our sukkah is kosher, not gezeilah. What? It doesn't have to move, but I'm not using it. If I have a gozul decoration, I can't sit inside. No, a gozul decoration. This is my wall, this is my chach. This corner, I'm not using. If it's curved, I'm using it. I want just that we have a tchola today of the sugya. Zog deran adritan askemine. Zog deran adritan. The Ran and the Beis in that Arif in the end of the Bramaschil Bono Bo Yitztavo. Velefi Shito Zu. What does the Ran in the way? Velefi Shito Zu, Zog the Ran. Al Kocho Keshetfano Is Magio Is Leschach Askine. Aval Im Ein Tfano Is Magio Is Leschach Leke Le Meimar Doifen Akuma. Zog the Ran another Chiddush. If the pshat that it curves, you have to have tfanos magiyos leschach to make deifen akuma. Again, if you want to curve the top, the only way to make deifen akuma to curve is if the deifen is magiyah business schach, and then it starts to turn over. But if the tfanos are not magiyah leschach, and you want to make good asik and then to make deifen akuma, it doesn't work. If the pshat in Deifen HaKumah that it curves, you have to have tfanos magiyos leschach. If the pshat in Deifen HaKumah is that it moves, you don't have to have tfanos magiyos leschach. It just moves. But if you want to curve it, if it doesn't magiyos leschach, it can be nisakim. What is the avonah? You could learn balabatish that I can't curve it if it's here, I can't curve it, it just doesn't curve. It doesn't move. I don't do the asik and then turn it. No, it has to have. I don't know what. You can learn about the matish. Zot Rav Kiveiger. Rav Kiveiger is in Shuvah Yud Beis Be'alchove. Aber was ist negeh, was besot itzter, ist Rav Kiveiger in Shulchan Aruch and Simen Tof Reishla mit Beis Yiv Kotten Aleph. Zot Rav Kiveiger, der Ram ist mechadishtos, a starke lomdische Aloche. Prei Hilchese lo yamrinen. You can't say good asik and doifen akuma. It doesn't go. Trei yilchase lo yamrina. That's the avona in the Ran. You want to tell me say good asik and then curve it. Trei yilchase lo yamrina. That's a chayim good one. Trei yilchase lo yamrina. I know. And if it doesn't have to curve, I also have to move it and then say good asik. It's also doifen akuma and then good asik. It's also trei yilchase. It's also Trei Hilchase. You have to touch the schach. You're not touching the schach. Again, the Ran says that I can't curve it, say good asik and Deifen HaKumah. Trei Hilchase, lo yamrina. So as soon as they, a minute. The first Hezbo Zod the Ranago. When you don't say Trei Hilchose, when it's Gag al Gabi Gag. Gag al Gabi Gag. The Hainu. One has to come from the other one. You want me to say good Asik, and to pull out of the good Asik a Doifin Akuma. I could curve real wool. I have a wool, it's real. I make a Lombish Azach, Kilo, it's turning. But there is no real wool, it's a good Asik Diki wool, as Kilo, I can build another Aloha. I could say Doifin, Doifin Akuma. I could say good Asik, Kilo, it's up. But I can't say, I'm making good Asik, now it's Ki'ilu dear, I'm starting to turn it from the Ki'ilu. Gag al gabi gag, le amrina. Masha'enken, if Doifin Akuma is just to move it, so I move it, and then I make good Asik. It's not gag al gabi gag, I could start the other way around. I could make good Asik and then move it. I could move it and then make good Asik. The good Asik is not pulling out the wool because I moved it. The good Asik could have pulled out there, and it couldn't pull out here. I could move the wool with good Asik, I could move the wool without good Asik. If I have to say that it's curved, so I need to pull out from the edge Epis and to turn it, so I need to say good Asik, and from the good Asik, I have to pull out, that's Kevish Chzogin. Trei Hilchus Eloi Amrina. Gag al gabi gag. But if I only have to move it and then make good Asik, then it's no Chisal. This is one way, this is Rav Kiveyeger's way to learn Pshat and Beran. What is the difference? Why this is Trei Hilchese, and when I move it, it's not Trei Hilchese. Reb Shmuel Rozovsky Zogt, the first thing, why you don't say Gud Asik and Doifin Akume, Trei Hilchese Lo Yamrine. But we asking, so why when I move it, it's not Trei Hilchese? So we answer, because it's not a Gag and Gabi Gag. It's not a Gag and Gabi Gag. So Reb Shmuel, much more poshut. We said already, Apol Mol, that Shita Saran, that is no din mechitzes magiris l'schach. Shita Saran, that is no din mechitzes magiris l'schach. The Ran knows that you don't need mechitzes magiris l'schach. Even if the mechitzes are not magiris l'schach, it's also kosher. So it's enough to move it. Only when I want to curve it, so the only way is if it touches the top, then it can start to turn. So if David Akuma is to curve, that's the Ran. Treyil chaseh, lo yamrina. Mikani zogim, treyil chaseh. But if I have to move it, so I'm only moving it, and I don't have to say Trei Hilchese. But again, even if the Ran will learn that you have to have Mechitzes Megiris L'Schach, the Avon of Rav Kiveyeger is that it's Nishkin Gag al Gabi Gag. It's Trei separate Halachas. Trei separate Halachas, Miken Zog. Mikol Mekoyim, this is the Machlekes. So we have two Pshatim in Doifin Akuma Devai. Other the Pshat in Doifin Akuma is we look at it, Kilo, the roof curves, and the Rishonim Taina that let's feed them, Mikenish Essen in a Reinig, the Shita Frashi. Even the Shita Frashi that normally you could eat in the Malam Essen, the Mikenish Essen in a Reinig. And with that Shani, we have another Pshat that the wool moved. In Rambam, Sido Astira. In Rambam, Sido Astira. I just want to show the Astira. The Rambam in Perek Dalet Alocha Yudalet in Perek Dalet Alocha Yudalet Mehilchoy Sukkah, the Rambam brings down all sugya. Perek Yudalet Mehilchoy Sukkah Alocha Perek Dalet Alocha Yudalet Bona Yitztabu Min Asad Pochis Narba Amas Ksheiro Keilu HaMechitzos Neudes Beitztabu. So it's like in Mishneh, he's learning that it moves. The male is something like in Mishnah, let's see the Rambam, you're allowed to eat in the back. Ke'ilu ha-mechitzes neges ve-yitztabo, ve-yitztabo 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 ve-yitztabo. So it's like in Mishnah, state in Rambam, that the gather is, ke'ilu ha-mechitzes neges ve-yitztabo, the male it moves, if it moves, you're allowed to eat midim tzal. This is Perek Dalet Alocha Yudalet. Perek Hei Alocha Yudalet, Perek Hei Alocha Yudalet, the Rambam is talking on Bayis Shenifcha. Not on Itztabo, Bayis Shenifchas, a normal house, in the middle of the house is a hole, and the side is Chach Posu. Bayis Shenifchas. Im Yesh Mitzvah Tassichuch Akosho Lateisel Arba Ames Ksulo. Pochois Mikan Ksheiro. Royin Kilo Akosel Nekam, Vichoshe Zeh Chach Posu Meguf Akosel Vekshero. It's curved and it's kosher. So it's because it's Nishme Astire. Perek Dalet Alocha Yudalet, you learn in Pshat that it moves. and if he that you're allowed to sit in the back. Perik, hey, aloha yudalev, you saying shot, v'roim ki'ilu agag u'chelek min ha'defen v'ki'ilu nekam, and if he that you're not allowed to eat under it. Stira in the Rambam. As they frag the Magid Mishnah. As they frag the Kesef Mishnah. Mit der Schmorgen, wir gehen da rein und wir weihen die ganze Sache.
שלום. כל הלשון מפיצה תקליטורים, ובהם שיעורים במבחר נושאים, במחיר 2 שקל לתקליטור, מכיל 40 שעות שיעור, כמו כן תקליטורי DVD המכילים כ-330 שעות שיעור. ניתן להזמין תקליטורים או תקליטורי DVD במשרדי כל הלשון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני cdstrudel@kohl.com. אם ברצונכם לפתוח תחנה להתנת נגנים או להפצת תקליטורים, תוכלו ליצור קשר עם משרדי כל הלשון. ניתן לקבל בדואר אלקטרוני או בפקס את רשימת השיעורים הקיימת בכל הלשון. לקבלה בפקס, הקישו 03-617-1111, הקישו 0 עם הכניסה למערכת, ולאחר מכן 5 ופעלו לפי ההוראות. לקבלה בדואר אלקטרוני, שלחו הודעה lstrudel@kohl.com. שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי הרבנים במאמץ וביגיעה. אם ברצונכם לסייע לרבנים מגידי השיעורים או למוסדות התורה בהם הם מלמדים, תוכלו להעביר כסף ישירות לרבנים על פי בחירתכם. הוצאות אלו מוכרות לצורכי מס כהוצאות, וכן כתרומה מוכרת בכל העולם. תוכלו להתקשר למשרדי כל הלשון 02-581-6622 או להשאיר הודעה בכתובת המייל d.strudel@kohl.com. תודה וכל טוב.